Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
Woohoo! Friday!
Feels good.
Does it?
Because
that sounded like you had absolutely no energy left in your voice and you were stifling a yawn.
I'll tell you why, because I'm currently holding my stomach and I'm just realising that I've got some flaps going on. Never had that in my life.
Just realising that, or?
I don't know. Have you?
I realised it a while ago.
You did? Is it this shirt?
Oh, don't do that!
Look.
Do you know what he's doing right now? He's lifted his shirt up and he's resting his flab on the table.
Well, someone came up to me at the races when we hosted that and they said, oh, I didn't pitch you to look like that. I thought you were a fat guy.
Oh, you got a fat voice.
Apparently, not that there's anything wrong with being a fat guy, but apparently that's what I sound like. Another person, though, also thought I was an African-American looking person.
Oh, someone thought I had red hair.
Yeah.
So apparently we sound very different.
What do we sound like, guys? If you don't know what we look like, hit us up on HitGV besides hot, obviously.
Well, if they hit us up on HitGV, they'll probably see photos of us.
Good point.
Oh.
Then they'll realise we're hot.
Just don't look at any of the photos, but hit us up regardless, okay?
Just hit that message button.
Oh, hey, you ready for the big radio awards we've got this weekend?
Yeah, we're about to get on an aeroplane together. You're about to see me on a plane for the first time.
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
I'm not nervous.
You should be because I'm a terrible flyer.
Are you going to want to like hold my hand?
I will hold your leg, yeah.
Will you? No, yeah. I don't allow my leg.
You'll see me, I do these ones.
You can have my knee.
I shake and I do this before takeoff.
Do you?
The cross. Catholic cross. Just in case the plane goes down.
Didn't I tell you I've upgraded myself to business?
You better not have.
Yeah.
Do me a favour and give me your seat.
We're going to the radio awards. It's the Logies of radio. I want to arrive in style.
Okay. Well, our boss paid for me to go first class.
Oh,
so.
Very interesting. All right. Enjoy the catch up. It's got all your Friday favourites in there. Screw Up Fridays, headline of the week. Lexi Junewick makes an appearance. It is all happening. So we'll speak to you again after we find out whether we win an award or not at the Radio Awards on Monday. Bye.
This is The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
If you are with Commonwealth Bank, there's been an issue over the last 24 hours that have affected all your payments.
Well, it's not just Commonwealth Bank payments if you are expecting to be paid.
Mm.
It's also affecting, like, if you went to the servo and they use Commonwealth Bank, you can't actually pay with it.
Yeah. Twitter's gone into meltdown because people are talking about all the ways that they've been stuck trying to pay for things and, like, rent payments aren't going through and all of that. Now, a subsidiary of Commonwealth Bank is Bankwest, and that's the bank that I'm with. And so this problem is affecting me.
Yes, it hasn't affected me because I'm not with either.
Well, it's affected me at a really, really, really bad time because you and I are about to fly out to Brisbane to go to the Radio Awards. So it's going to be quite a big weekend. And every second Thursday, we're supposed to get paid. So that was yesterday. Usually 6 p.m. on a Thursday, the money goes into my account and I'm fine and, you know, gets me through the next
fortnight. So have you got any money? Have you been paid?
No, I was down to like my last couple of dollars.
All right. Let me just point something out here. What? This seems to be very convenient and I'm calling a load of BS on your story.
Josiah, not at all. Not at all.
Listen to this. Last time you and I had a work event together where we had that rooftop gig, Dean Lewis, remember in Melbourne?
Yeah.
On our way. You forgot your wallet. You left it in Shepparton, right? Now you and I are heading off to Brisbane for a work event for the weekend. You conveniently haven't been paid.
It's not my fault.
Who paid for your whole weekend last time when we saw Dean Lewis?
Okay, you bought me a palmy for dinner, you big old legend.
I paid for everything.
You might have paid for a tank of fuel as well.
Like a good work husband will.
But to be fair, I was driving, so you should have.
Now we're going away for a weekend. And look who's having to step back up again, your old work husband again. I'm just, you know what? You're a gold digger, Ellie.
Hey, do you know what? I'm not asking you for money at all, Josiah. Instead, I'm just going to ask the Goulburn Valley. Hi, Goulburn Valley. I'm asking you for your help. Commonwealth Bank have bankrupted me. They've left me in the lurch. They've put me on the bones of my butt. Without funds in my account, I'm unable to pay my rent, buy my Coke Zero, or provide for those who depend on me, like Josiah Sharla.
Huh?
The stick-on bra I needed to wear, to buy, to wear with the dress I've had to rent this weekend and not buy.
Gross.
That'll have to go by the wayside. The beers I'd intended to purchase to congratulate myself on completing the tough week, they'll remain on the Liquorland shelves. So please, Goulburn Valley, from Euroa to Cobram, New Merca to Violet Town, put your hands in your pockets and donate to GoFundEllie because a girl shouldn't have to go without a stick-on bra.
There are people starving that are listening right now.
Yeah?
And you're begging for beer money?
You know what I bet they've got, though? Stick-on bras.
Hit breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Let's talk about people doing dumb things. Because one of the dumbest stories I've ever heard, the dumbest things you could ever do someone's done over in the States. A massive fan of the NFL. NFL.
Yeah, it's the gridiron.
Yeah, I always get them confused, whether it's the NFL or the NRL. He's seen his favourite player, Myles Garrett.
He's huge over there.
Yeah. Cleveland Browns he plays for. He's a defensive player. This is my knowledge of NFL. And so he's ripped. He's a massive guy, 120 kegs, like jacked abs, huge dude. And he takes hits for a living, right? Just I want to set the scene for you.
Look at you with your little NFL knowledge.
Thanks. I'm really good
You're
at it.
You're absolutely nailing it.
I love to spots. Anyway, so this guy's seen one of his favourite players and said, hey, mate, can I get a photo with you? And so Miles has said, yeah, of course, mate, come on over. And instead of just posing for the photo, the fan has decided it would be a good idea to just punch Myles Garrett square in the face.
Well, and he's a genuine – are you sure he's a genuine fan?
I think maybe not. I think that's where the story twists a little bit and right. He goes for the opposition team or something. We don't really know his motivation.
I was going to say, it's not like a John Lennon situation, is it, where he's like a superstar fan instead of, you know, getting the selfie or telling you how much he loves you, he pulled out a gun, or in this case, he clocked him to the face.
Whoa, I mean, no one got assassinated. Let's calm down.
Well, John Lennon did.
Okay, yeah, but not
He did.
I know.
By a crazed fan.
I know. Okay. Well, we're just having a fun little story about Myles Garrett right now. No need to bring up deaths.
I'm just saying he got punched in the head. I take that as a win. He could have been assassinated.
Okay. Well, luckily he wasn't. So that's a happy end to the story. Anyway, could you think of a dumber thing to do? Because Myles Garrett's just literally looked at him. It's like flicking the rock on the head. You know, like it didn't have any effect on him. He's just like, mate.
How did he react? Because if someone clocks you in the head after pretending to get a selfie, I thought as a automatic reaction, it would be to absolutely clock them into next year.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I punched him back.
Good. Good, and so he should.
Well, it's just such a bizarre thing to do. Like, why?
How dumb
why?
Can you be, though?
Oh, one thing to say about that.
You are really dumb, for real.
So this morning, Golden Valley, I want to open up the dumb diaries, because we've all had dumb moments in our lives. I'm sure you have.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you have them on the daily.
I'm trying to think.
What's the dumbest thing you've done lately?
Tuesday night, I mowed our lawn. This is actually bad now. Tuesday night, I mowed our lawns.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's what I do. I do all the housework at home.
Morgan,
my roommate, does nothing. And then instead of going, I don't know, I must have, you know, we get up at 4. You know what it's like when we crash in that afternoon stage, you're not thinking normal. You've got like a foggy mind.
It's nap time.
Exactly, during nap time. Instead of taking the lawnmower back around through our lockup garage, I decided to go through the house. And instead of I started going towards my bedroom with the mower to put it away.
As in still mowing the grass?
No, it had turned off. I was putting it away, but instead of putting it in the garage, I went to put it away in my bedroom.
Hey, well, I'm sure your carpets could use a mow or two.
You really couldn't.
One thing to say to you, Josiah.
You're so dumb.
13, 12, 16. The Dumb Diaries are officially opened. Talking about doing dumb things, we've opened up the Dumb Diaries. My friend, for 21 years of her life, didn't realise it was World War III. She thought it was World War III.
Come on. No, she didn't.
She did.
She deserves that title this morning, doesn't she?
She did. Oh, it's great. I, the other day, thought I'd wash our shoes. You know how we've been out to heaps of farms lately? We went to the farm in Kumbuna and we've been to a farm in Kyabra.
Heaps of goat poo at the bottom?
Heaps of goat poo. So I thought I'd wash my shoes. But then, like, it was tough to get the poo off the shoes. So I thought I'd let it soak for a bit. Forgot about it. Yesterday, I went into my laundry.
Ellie.
My laundry stank. I was like, what's that smell? Oh, yeah, it's the soaking goat poo thing of shoes that I've got in my sink.
We'll bring that up with your roommate, also Channel 9 reporter, Lexi, when she joins us after 8:30.
I don't think she knows about it yet. Don't tell her.
Awesome. We will expose you live on the radio.
13, 12, 16. We are asking for your dumb moments this morning for the Dumb Diaries. Let's go to Joshy in Shep. Josh, what have you done that's dumb recently?
So, at my parents' garage, I was bringing my car in, and it's a tight garage to how far I can drive my car in. There's a door that takes you inside the house. That door was open, and as I'm driving my car in, I open my driver's door, and I sort of had one hand on the brake with half my body out trying to gauge how far I could drive the car to the door that was open. I slipped out the car, so my car kept rolling forward and hit the door, right? So the whole door jamb, everything just popped out. It seriously looked like the house fell apart. It was crazy.
How did your parents react, Josh?
Oh, my gosh. My mum wasn't too bad. My dad just slipped.
Tell me you've got CCTV footage of this event.
I don't.
No.
The crazy thing was, look, it actually wasn't huge dollars to fix at all. But yeah. It just looked like the house fell apart. You know that moment? Like, I can't explain the moment. Just how much my heart sank. It was just horrible.
Oh, well, Joshy, I'm afraid you are really dumb.
And do you want to know the simple thing to fix it all, what I do now?
Yeah.
I just put a brick and my car wheel hits the brick and then so that way I hit perfectly. But something so simple, if I'd done that from the beginning, would have saved all that drama.
That's actually so clever. I'm going to do that because I never know whether it when I'm close enough.
See this segment, making dumb people smart. We love it.
Informative. You're dumb no more, Joshy. Thanks for your call, bud.
Thanks, guys.
We've just got a message to the Hit GV Insta as well from Daniel. He said he made cereal, put the milk in the pantry and the cereal in the fridge.
Damn, Daniel.
Thanks for your calls this morning and messages. Keep them coming anytime. Hit us up on the socials.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
I think I found myself a new hero.
Yeah.
How's this? Around this time yesterday, we talked about Oz Lotto. Obviously, it went off the $50 million. They couldn't find who the winning ticket was because it was an anonymous buyer from New South Wales. Turns out it's a guy from Lumia in Sydney. And listen to this. He finally checked his ticket yesterday afternoon. He's a tradie. Guess what he did when he found out he won $50 million?
Popped a bottle?
Nah, he walked out on his job.
Straight away. Isn't that the dream?
Oh, the
best. You just go and do all the things you've always wanted, you know, everything you've always wanted to say to your boss or like.
He's a dad with kids. $50 million that set him up for life. He's literally was on Smoko. Goes, checks his ticket. You've won $50 million. He loses it. He goes back to the site where all the boys were. He goes, check you guys, I'm out. And they didn't know why. Turns out he'd won $50 million.
How many people in Australia, so say, well, what is there in Australia?
25 just over, yeah.
What percentage of that do you think would quit on the spot and do that? Because how many people hate their jobs?
I reckon it's a 50-50 split.
Yeah.
Some people say they'd stay, do their job, pretend they didn't know, no one else knows.
Yeah, that's what I'd do.
Other people just walk out on the spot. That's me. I'd go out Vegas, Victoria's Secret models, you name it. The best.
I just take some extended leave and then come back like nothing ever happened.
Yeah, in a Mercedes and Ferrari.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Could be the last time I say that, Josiah. Could be the last show I do this morning.
Are you quitting? Like, what's going on here?
I know I say this a lot on the show. I feel like I often jump to conclusions about the fact that I'm dying. But this time I feel like it's more warranted than ever.
Oh, so the stuff I put in your drink's finally working?
Yeah, you're finally getting your wish. So yesterday I had my afternoon nap, as I do most days.
Four hours yesterday, three?
No, what? Just one actually.
A short
just a
nap.
Quickie. Yeah. Thanks for asking. Anyway, so during my nap, I had this awful dream that I was in like the 1900s, like old school hospitals, and I was sick. And I was dying and there was all these people around me trying to help me, like those maids in the old school, like nuns costumes and stuff. And they were trying to help me, but they couldn't. I was dying and I knew I was dying.
What were you dying of? Do you know?
Some sickness, some like old school sickness, like the flu or something that used to kill people.
It's not really old school. It's, you can get the flu today as well.
Okay, but... Just bear with me,
something
okay?
Like, yeah, right, okay.
Yeah, so I woke up and I was a bit like, you know, put off from that dream. I was like, oh, God, that's a creepy dream, but I didn't think much into it. Last night, I get a text from a girl that I worked with 3 years ago. We were like, you know, acquaintances at the time, but I wouldn't say we're great friends. Anyway, she messages me last night out of the blue. Haven't heard from her in months. Hey, how are you? Just checking in. This is going to sound ridiculous, but I had a dream last night that you were very sick and I've been thinking about it all day and want to make sure you're alive.
Oh, wow. That is
unbelievable. Is that so creepy?
Is that a real text?
It's a real text.
So the stuff in your drink hasn't quite worked yet.
No. Am I dying?
I don't know. But for you to have that dream, her to have that dream. Do you want me to tell you about my dream I had about you last night?
Hit breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
I want to talk to a couple who are pretty inspiring, really. Nath and Meg. Now, Nath does our job at Hit down in Hobart in Tassie. And his partner, Meg, suffers from cystic fibrosis. And they've just summited Mount Kilimanjaro over in Africa.
Unbelievable.
It is going to be on Sunday night. Does that make
That's
sense?
That's it, yeah.
On Prime 7 at 7 this weekend. And Nathan Meg join us now. Morning, guys.
Oh, Josiah and Ellie. Morning. Hello, guys. How you doing?
First time, what, listener? Second time caller? What's the deal, Nathan?
Oh, yeah, well, I'm always on your Instagram because, I mean, we were talking off air a little bit before, guys. The most attractive radio duo in Australia.
That is a big call, Nathan.
I was talking about Jimmy and I in Hobart, but you guys are quite second. <so. laughs>
We're the hottest guy-girl combo. That's what you're trying to say.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting through, Jay, yeah.
So you do our show down in Hobart.
Yes.
Was that as tough as summiting Mount Kilimanjaro or same
thing? Equally as hard. Sometimes we piss off a few listeners, so that could go either way. But no, it's good. I mean, it's funny you say that because down here in Hobart, we've got beautiful Mount Wellington, Kuanae Mountain, which we did do a show from the top of it in preparation for the Kilimanjaro climb. But the only problem is it's actually only one third of Kilimanjaro's height.
Wow. Now, you're not climbing Mount Kilimanjaro for no reason, Nathan. Your beautiful partner Meg's on the line as well. Meg, do you mind sharing with us a bit about your story and why you guys did this?
Yeah, definitely. So I set out to be the first Australian with cystic fibrosis to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. So I was diagnosed with CF when I was 6 weeks old, and I decided that I wanted to do something completely different, something totally outside of my comfort zone. And so I set my sights on Kilimanjaro and dragged Nathan along with me.
That's so huge. Good. Had you done many climbs or hikes before?
Nathan and I are very outdoorsy people, but we have never done anything remotely as high or even like, no.
Well, here's the thing. We thought we were like, all right, let's do some of Australia's big walks in preparation for it as well. So Kilimanjaro, it took us roughly 7 days to do it. So we were like, all right, let's go climb Australia's tallest mountain. Let's go do Kosciuszko. Meg, I think we did it in 4 hours.
Yeah, 4 hours a turn.
Yeah, and then we were like, okay, I don't know what. It didn't take us very long, wasn't much. There's not a lot of ways you can prep on Australian mountains for Kilimanjaro. Yeah. So,
that's a good point. We've got some mountains near us. You could have come to Mount Buller. You know, that's about an hour and a half from us.
Need to get out to Shepparton, guys. I've always said it's on the calendar. I really need to get out there.
You should. We've got Mount Major out at Dookie. That'll take you about 10 minutes to get to the top of.
Yeah. I mean, apart from
maybe that'll be the next challenge.
Yeah. We'll get the cable car to the top of Mount Major, please.
Now the story's incredible, and Sunday night got across it. So did they follow the whole journey and they documented? That's what we get to see this Sunday night.
Yeah, they came along with us and they did the whole climb too. So I feel sorry for the journalist and the cameraman that got roped into that because they actually had to come along the whole way. They had to summit as well. So they were awesome champions.
It was amazing. Steve Pennells is an absolutely incredible journalist and reporter. He's won quite a few Walkley Awards as well. He came with us. He's a fit bloke. But hats off to Laurie.
Yeah.
He was the cameraman. And we feel like if we did the math, it's almost like he did the mountain twice.
Yeah.
Because essentially he had to go ahead of us, film as we walked past, and then he went behind us and filmed us as we kept going from the other angle as well.
What a legend.
Oh, mate, he was amazing.
Not only that, those cameras weigh a lot too, so he'd be carrying an extra, what, like 20, 30 kilos?
Oh, it was honestly, he's a superman. He is an actual superman.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Hey, Meg, anyone that's listening and wants to donate or get involved to your cause and affected and when they hear your story, both on Sunday night and listening right now, how do they get involved?
Yeah, definitely. They can jump online to Bandage Bear and they can donate there and read more about our story. So, you know, every little bit of money makes the biggest difference. And I'm just so unbelievably grateful for everyone's love and support over the last couple of months. It's been truly amazing.
Well, Nathan, Meg, thanks so much for coming on the show this morning.
Josiah and Ellie, thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. Oh, my God. Have you seen this?
Shut up.
It's Josiah and Ellie's Headline of the Week.
Yeah, every morning we get in, we scour the newspapers and the online publication for headlines to bring you each day. And each week I compile a bit of a list of the weirdest ones that we've seen.
There's some strange headlines out there these days, aren't
there? Sure is, because anything's news, really, you know, if you want it to be. Headline number one, man who grew breasts awarded $11.8 billion.
That's a lot of money. For growing some boobs.
God, I'd pay $11 billion to have some boobs.
Oh, I'd grow my boobs for $11 billion.
Yes. I'd grow anything for $11 billion.
Give me as much estrogen as you want. I'll drink the stuff if it gives me $11 billion.
Would you? You'd walk around with a nice, you know, set of D-cups?
Yeah, for $11 billion, I'd do anything.
I know, that's the thing. Because then you just get plastic surgery and have them removed
exactly
if you don't like them.
Exactly right.
Lucky man. It's because he ingested a drug accidentally that caused him to grow boobs.
Oh, I didn't know there was anything out there like that.
Well, there you go. Now you do, my friend. How about this? The winner of Viral Fat Bear Contest revealed.
Come on, as if that's a competition. Are we talking about real-life grizzly bears or are we talking about the other bears?
If it was a fat contest for other things, then we'd be in some serious trouble whoever wrote this article.
We're not talking about the human bears, are
we?
No,
we're not. We're talking about actual bears. People had to submit photos of fat bears and that was the contest.
You know the human bears? There's the bear, there's the grizzly bear and there's the polar bear.
I don't know what you're talking about.
If you're in the gay world, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not, so I don't. How about this for a headline?
Well, neither am I. I just know about it.
It's very interesting. You seem to know a lot. Someone cut a Joker trailer to the Kath and Kim theme, as in Joker, as in the new Joker movie that's out. Someone cut a trailer to the Kath and Kim theme, and it's nice, it's different, it's serious. There's always a Joker in the park. You know, so this song, that's the theme song to Kath and Kim.
Love Kath and Kim.
Yeah, it's a cracker. It's actually quite funny. If you watch the trailer, it's like all dark and serious being the Joker. And then this song's just playing in the back.
Is that as he goes down the staircase in the Joker? I think it is. I've seen some of the video.
I don't know.
It's unbelievable. Have you seen the Joker yet?
No, I'm not going to.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean?
No, it's too violent. I don't like violence.
It's not that violent.
It is violent.
There's one violent scene in the whole movie. It's one of the best. It's the best movie of this year so far.
I'll just stick to Kath and Kim's, thanks. The Joker!
What a voice.
Fun fact, that's Kim.
Get her in for a studio sesh.
Yeah, but as in like the girl who plays Kim, Gina Riley, she sings that.
Didn't know she has that good of a voice.
She does. There you go. Headline of the week. It's informative as well as entertaining. It has it all.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Now, before we start, just remember, these two get paid to be on the radio. It's Josiah and Ellie's Screw Up Friday.
Yeah, I said it just before, this week was a corker. In fact, there were so many times we screwed out, I left a couple out.
Oh,
I might save them for next week, just in case we get really good somehow over the weekend and we don't screw up next week.
Well, we've been doing the show for well over a year and a bit now, a year and a half, and trust me, it doesn't get any better. In fact, if today's the longest you've ever done, it means we're getting worse.
I know, it's very concerning. And you and I are up for a radio award tomorrow night at the National Radio Awards.
Imagine if they knew.
I know.
I hope we win, because that'd be like a big middle finger to the industry, wouldn't it?
I know, just like instead of doing an acceptance speech, we'll just play this.
Yeah.
Here it is, this week's Best of the Worst Moments Screw Up Fridays. I talk too much, we talk too much. 6.9. It is 10 minutes to 7. I just said that. It's just Sarah and Ellie. Just mixing things up a little bit for you this morning.
How's this? Over in the States. Oh, sorry about my voice. Yes.
Still what happened over in the States? If you get that photo and if you post it to your Instagram and tag us and Shep Mazda in it, then that $2,000 worth of fuel could be all yours.
That's the one.
Okay, let's play a quick game. I'm going to go through and name male celebrities. You have to give me their last names, okay? Tom.
I don't know. Cruz.
Harrison.
Ford.
Zach.
Efron.
Pierce.
Murray. I don't know, I just made that up. Brosnan.
Who's Pierce Murray?
I don't know, it just came to my head. Maybe he's a footballer.
Pierce Murray. In the meantime, Josiah, up you get. You've just been spending that song.
It was a big time spending it. We are talking on 13, 12, 16. What human thing can you human do? This is after a dude.
What
human thing can your animal do?
Okay, cool.
That's what I meant.
Luckily enough, because you're productive, I've got productive thoughts for you.
Well, you can be productive and learn how to talk, but also, Ellie.
The Little Mermaid turns 30 this year.
Have they made a contemporary version of
that
yet?
They haven't, but they really need to. Why haven't they?
I'm pretty sure it's in the makes. It does ring a bell.
In the makes.
Little Mermaid remake.
No, just type in, is Little Mermaid in the makes?
Remake cast. Here we go.
He still doesn't get it, Golden Valley.
There we go. It is being made as we speak.
I know, it's in the makes.
What's in the makes mean?
That's what you said.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
All right, well, a whole bunch of dudes. Is it just guys who do birthdays?
No, there's girls as well.
Okay, all right, a whole bunch of dudes and dudettes.
Yeah, if you want to win a lot of money, well, worth lots of money, with fuel worth of money. Oh, I can't talk. I was watching Channel 9 news yesterday and spotted this story.
Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's actually a man and his pet dog.
A man in Sydney named Justin has been spotted taking his Groodle Snickers, paragliding with him.
Sorry.
The Groodle made you sneeze, did it? They do.
Is the Groodle in here right now? Do I have an allergy to Snickers? We also speak to Mitch from Ocean Alley. We also solve a love alarm mystery. It's 18 minutes past 6. 16 minutes past 8.
could be 6 o'clock if you want it to be. But we'd have to do the show all over again, Ellie. You need to go back to bed.
Do you know
or?
What? I would like to do the show all over again. It's been so much fun, Josiah.
It has.
Lucky we've got a catch up you can listen to. See what I did? That was the whole reason that I did that, just to point people to listen to catch up. Exactly. That's the whole reason I do anything on this show. It's always got an ulterior motive, and that is to download our catch up.
When will we get fired? That's a big question.
Depends if we win this award this weekend or not. If we win that, hopefully we'll live to see another day.
Kid Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Let's talk about the GV with Channel 9's Lexi. Let's talk about the GV with Channel 9's Lexi. Let's talk it out, Lex.
The beautiful Lexi Junowick joins us in studio. Morning, Lex.
Good
so
morning.
Beautiful.
Oh, stop it. Feeling fresh this Friday.
Hi.
Not really.
Boy, we've made it through another week. Congrats.
We've
sister.
Done it.
Hey, there's a fair bit going around the GV. I saw on the news last night you did a story on that woman that's launched a fashion brand in Echuca.
I did. The delightful Nicole de Lubenzi. Just 1 year ago, she fled Namibia with her 3 kids in tow, left behind her husband, and she has set up her life in Echuca and has now launched a fashion brand called Mulatto. And the best thing is she's worked with St. Joseph's College hand in hand. They've designed the label to be stitched on the clothes, and it's just such a beautiful community effort, and just Nicole being able to do this just a year after, you know, fleeing turbulence and, you know, horrors at home to create a new life here so quickly. It's just unbelievable.
Mulatto, if awesome. You're listening, get around and support it. Good local girl. We love hearing stories like this and people that come here and actually give it a real hot crack. That's
Absolutely.
What we love to hear.
And that's the thing. And she was just saying what she wants to do now. They had a little fashion parade with 20 of the garments modelled last Friday.
Should have got me to model it.
I know. Yeah, what was she thinking? Both of you up there. But she said she wants to plans to kind of sell it online now, which she wants because she wants to kind of create an independent life for herself and, you know, build a business here in Australia, which
awesome.
Is just hats off to her. And I think the best thing is as well, just as I said, the community is supporting her. A year 12 student designed the label, which I said, which is just fantastic.
Oh, how good.
So,
imagine if it takes off. That'll be awesome.
A real happy story out of Echuca, which was fantastic.
Any other happy news around the place this weekend?
Well, I think we're all excited about this one. The free parking in Shep.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we are between December the 2nd and January 31st. We're going to be able to park for free in the CBT. Time restrictions still apply though. So
do we know what they are? Are they 15 minutes? Are they an hour? Are they two? Or they haven't said?
Well, our lovely mayor said that you have to check the signs as usual because that will all remain the same. So on Friar Street, a 2p is still a 2p.
Okay.
You can still cop a fine.
Okay.
Which I did while making a story about free parking, which
you didn't.
I seriously did. So
are you serious?
Forgot to mention that the other day, actually. I'd propped to do a really quick 5-minute interview, and I thought I'll be safe. Some nasty person was obviously watching me.
What a joke.
Came
man.
Back flapping in the wind a beautiful $83 special.
Surely so, Channel 9 can pay that for you.
Oh, I don't know about that. We'll see how we go.
Lex,
this is what makes me angry. There should be at least a 15-minute grace period. First of all, I'm put it out there on the record saying we shouldn't pay for parking in a regional town. Full stop, save that for the capital cities. But there should be at least, if we have to have it, a grace period of 15, because that 5 minutes, what a joke.
Yeah. I know. I was getting a good interview as well at Nutrition Industries and damn it.
Oh, but that's the worst.
Karma.
Hey, Lex, early in the show, I don't know if you were listening, but Ellie revealed something because you girls do live with each other.
We do.
Has there been a weird smell coming out of your laundry at all?
Isn't that terrible? I haven't done my laundry for a while.
It's probably the best thing ever because Ellie revealed to Lex.
What happened?
A reveal all.
This is first on. What's happening?
I needed to wash my shoes after going to the goat farm.
Awesome.
And so I washed it in the laundry sink and I needed to soak it a little bit to get the
poo off.
The goat poo off. Oh. And I left it in there for a couple of days and I got home yesterday and it was stinking.
Oh, I'm fermented.
I've cleaned it out since, I promise.
It's been like a week sitting in that laundry. You've got goat poo just seeming into your roof.
Yeah, seeping. It's in the walls now, Elle.
It's not. I don't know what you're talking
about.
Get
out the Windex.
Oh, would you look at that? We're out of time.
Oh,
Lexi Junowick from Channel 9 News. Thank you for joining us. Catch her on the news tonight.
Stinky shoes special.
Channel 9, 6 p.m. You can see Lexi then. Thanks, Lex.
Thanks, good.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie. Celebrating live music right across the Goulburn Valley. Here we go. It's Josiah and Ellie's Studio Sesh.
Sam Slorick from TAT joins us for Studio Sessions now. Morning, Sam.
Good morning, Ellie. How are you doing?
Oh, well, thank you.
Now, this is an awesome story. I was at the Aussie with work last Friday night, and there's some karaoke, right?
Mm.
And people get up there and perform. This man got up, blew the whole place away. People were like, this guy can't be. Because everyone's up there and, you know, it's terrible. I've heard you up there before, Ellie. You're just as bad.
My Nicki Minaj super bass is next level on karaoke night.
Telling you right now, Sam was unbelievable. So he's in now for a studio session, mate. How did it feel that night? Did you feel like the whole room was just eyes on you?
Well, you get that sense when you do karaoke. Honestly, I've been doing it for God only knows how long. But I don't really get up there for the presentation side thing is really just like a bonus. But I get up there because I just enjoy being in that how I envision a realm of purity. Like, I'm just in my element. I enjoy it purely for my own pleasure. The fact that I can get other people to enjoy it is great.
Now, you're an interesting man, Sam, because not only can you sing, but you've also got an Instagram, @_dancerman, if you want to check it out. Mate, you are a male pole dancer.
I am, yes. Not professional, but I've been doing it for about a year. And I actually started because, unfortunately, I fell sick with pneumonia last year in July. I was actually very close to, not being around. So I went to the hospital, got recuperated, everything was fine, but I actually lost 6.5 kilos of body mass due to that in a matter of 2 weeks.
Wow.
So I thought, okay, I can either go back to the gym and get back some of my muscle tone, or I can try something new. And a secret obsession of mine was flying through my head, and I'm thinking, I should try pole dancing. And my best mate and I have always been debating, should we try it? And I'm like, tell you what, I'll give it a shot for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I never left. After 3 weeks, I got my muscle tone back, got everything back, my appetite as well, and I have kept going for about just over a year now.
Have you ever pole danced and sung at the same time?
Never. It is very, very difficult.
I feel like we should have got you a pole for today for the studio session.
I'm not sure if it will fit. I have actually tried to do that on the pole, but in the studio just in practice, but I failed miserably.
I've got one more question about pole dancing as a bloke, and this is why I don't really want to do it. How are the Jats crackers, mate? Surely, you said you get lots of bruises. Surely they get absolutely smacked around.
Smushed.
I can tell you right now, I actually did I did a class last night, and there were two occasions when that happened.
Yeah.
Oh.
You get used to it. Like, you know, I've developed a bit of a method where I can just, you know, push straight past it. It just heals in like 2 minutes and it's done. I can just get right back onto it.
Amazing.
All right. What song are you going to be performing us for studio sessions today?
Well, I have decided to do John Legend's All of Me. That's actually one of the songs I did at karaoke a while back, and I actually can't remember how well it was or if it was at all. But
it's a very tough song, isn't it?
It is very demanding, but you know, props to John Legend, because this song really speaks to a lot of people, myself included. It's beautiful.
Good on you. All right.
Well, without further ado, take it away, my friend.
Alrighty.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. Got my head spinning, no kidding, I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride, and I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. All your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you.
Oh, Sammy!
Hey,
well done,
Sammy.
How good was that?
Oh,
thanks, guys.
Voice of an angel, the karaoke god of the Goulburn Valley. That's what I'll be calling you.
Oh, that's a bit of a jump, but okay. I'll take it.
Goosebumps still. That was incredible.
Yeah.
Hey, if you want to check him out or get in touch, go to his Instagram page right now, @etch_dancerman. You can see his music, his karaoke, as well as his pole dancing stuff. You're a fascinating man, Sammy. I love you.
Thanks, Josiah. That's awesome.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.